Greg Funk, John Burton's show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be at Kitchen Notes this coming Friday, usually the first Friday of each month, back to the week with Friday leading into the holiday weekend. Just was easier on everybody. So we're going to be down there this coming Friday, Bill King's show and our show, and you're invited to come down and hang out with us, have breakfast with us. Teresa Walker, Associated Press, usually on Mondays, but she's... I texted her, I guess, was that yesterday, maybe Sunday, I don't know when, said, hey, we're off, blah, 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 Tuesday. And she said, I'll work you, this is how it sounded, the text sounded just like this. I'll work it into my lake house agenda on Tuesday. Good morning, Teresa, how you doing?
Well, Greg, you make it sound like I'm, you know, enjoying some sort of bougie life. It's called vacation, my friend.
Yeah, you better get it, right?
Exactly, because now that we're in July, the days are ticking down. I mean, literally, what is it, in four, let me check my calendar here, but 3 weeks from today,
yes.
The Titans report for camp, and it's like, yes, I was trying to avoid doing that math, but thank you very much for reminding me of when I have to get back to work. And the hamster wheel at that point really cranks up. No, I'm just really, really lucky to have a great friend who has a house on a lake and is letting me stay here for this week. So
wow, that's nice. Which lake are you on? Which lake?
Lake Lanier down in Gainesville.
Oh,
so, Airbnb. Wow. You can rent it too. It's Pier 39, and she gave me the friend rate. Thank goodness. But, Mike Malarkey still has a place down here on this lake, but it's got 692 miles of shoreline, so I haven't run into him yet.
Yeah, well, good for you. Yeah, 3 weeks from today, training camp. That should in a couple weeks, SEC football media days. So it's here. I was looking at a story. This may have been the last one you wrote before you went on vacation. Grizzlies, also the headline, Grizzlies all-star Ja Morant agreed to 5-year Supermax deal by Teresa Walker. This was Thursday's byline. Was that the last story you wrote before you went on vacation?
Actually, I was on vacation. I wrote that. So, but, you know, it was one of the – I had the prep written on him getting an extension because the GM made it clear 2 days after they lost to the Warriors that he was going to, you know, whatever the rules would allow him, we're going to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. So I had that prep written, and, you know, I'm sitting there. My laptop's actually on my coffee table, and, you know, the agency that, you know, John Morant's agent works with tweeted out, you know, congrats on the Supermax contract. And it's like, that's confirmation these days. So, yeah, and then Ja tweeted out himself that Memphis was his home. And so it's like, I checked with our NBA guys. It's like, boom, tidied up that story, wrote it up in 30 minutes. And yes, and now, you know, all of the NBA is waiting to see where does Kevin Durant go? And guys, I hate to tell you, but I know that he has said that Phoenix and Miami are his preferred choices. Memphis is in that mix, at least in the odds makers, of a top favorite to potentially get Kevin Durant in Memphis. And a big reason why is they've got capital that they can spend. I mean, they've got a long, full roster. They had 4 draft picks 2 weeks ago in the NBA draft. They've got all these players, even with Kyle Anderson leaving in free agency for Minnesota. You know, they re-signed Tyus Jones and kept him, you know, the backup point guard to Ja Morant. So they've got a lot of things that they could do. You know, they've got capital. They've got the money. They've got the ability if they wanted to. And, you know, I'm just, you know, it feels like waiting for another shoe to drop. You know, he's asked for the trade. Now where does he go? And until he lands somewhere, I'm going to be worried and watching to make sure that, you know, whether it ends up being in Memphis. And for people thinking, oh, he'll never go to Memphis, guys, Allen Iverson was a Memphis Grizzly for a brief time, okay? Not long, but a brief time. Randy Moss once was a Tennessee Titan. I learned a long time ago to quit saying never will it happen.
No, and you've got a multi-billionaire with a capital B who owns that team, is not afraid to spend it. And you were talking about the it was pretty much a known deal that Ja Morant was going to get the Supermax deal. Zach Kleinman, the GM, as you mentioned, but he sort of was had to tiptoe around the rules, right? The CBA and all the different things, because obviously he couldn't really do anything until midnight, Friday? Friday morning, midnight, or maybe what that was. I don't know if it's our time or Eastern time or whatever, but that's when, like, 6 minutes after midnight Eastern time, Ja Morant sends out that. So at 11 o'clock our time, And several things with his. Number one, no surprise there. The Tyus Jones things did surprise me because I really thought he could go and get a longer deal and be a starting point guard in this league. And that's a big thing because the success they had this year in the, I think Ja Morant missed 23 games, I believe, something like that. They were really 25. Good. Yeah, okay. But they were really good without him. I was surprised that he stayed.
Completely agreed. I mean, I thought that he would get a 4 or 5 year yeah. deal for someone else. But this is a sign that Robert Parra, the controlling owner, who his fortune has only grown since he bought the team and took over the controlling interest in the Grizzlies, and he has made it clear, you know, not through anyone locally, but through, you know, somebody nationally, that he is willing to spend, to do what it takes to make the Grizzlies competitive. And this is these two contracts, first Tyus Jones earlier Thursday, and then Ja Morant, neither of which the Grizzlies have confirmed, because the NBA, if you were confused watching their NBA draft, you know, oh, he's here, no, he's there, he's been traded. Well, similarly with this. This is why I like the NFL a little bit better. They have a 2-day kind of poaching period, if you want to call it that, and then deals can become official on a Wednesday. Well, the NBA, not until July 6th can deals start being announced. So, you know, on July 6th, which is tomorrow, they'll be able to start saying, okay, we signed Ja Morant to a deal. We signed Tyus Jones to a deal. It's just a little silly. But the fact of the matter is, he's spending money, and those are two biggest. Ja Morant, it's at least $193 million, potentially worth $230 million. And, you know, if he's all NBA again next year, then guess what? Boom. That's going to help bump that up to the $230 million number. And, you know, he's already the first player in NBA history to win both Rookie of the Year and then Most Improved Player of the Year. And then, oh, yeah, he was seventh in the MVP voting. So, but the Grizzlies did go 20-5 without Ja. Why? Tyus Jones stepping into the gap and filling in as the starting point guard. So, and they play him not just as the backup. There's a lot of times they put him on the court to get Ja off of handling the ball and let him be creative, and that makes them even more dangerous. So, you know, even though they drafted Kennedy Chandler, having Tyus Jones back, huge, huge, huge insurance policy.
Teresa Walker was at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter. Jaren Jackson, while I was sticking with the Grizzlies, and now what he had, foot surgery, I believe, and 4 to 6 months, that puts it November to January. So could get into the season a little bit. But then again, we pointed out on Friday, I think John said that, they don't start the season, doesn't start about March anyway.
But I'm bummed. Stress fracture in his right foot. Yeah. Now, they called it a procedure. I'm presuming that it's a surgery. Who knows? Maybe in something similar to what Derrick Henry had maybe on his foot. But, 4 to 6 months. The Grizzlies are very, very cautious with their young players when they are coming back from an injury. So, you know, it ended December. Wouldn't surprise me if he's back by then. But, you know, this is one advantage when you're young. You can heal up a little bit quicker than somebody who's older. And the scary thing is Jaren Jackson, even though he came out and was in the 2018 draft, he's actually a little bit younger than Ja Morant. So, you know, hopefully being young will help him heal that up quickly. But, you know, that's the thing. They still have Steven Adams, and we're going to have to, you know, and guys, I really like the guys that they did get in their draft. You know, David Roddy from Colorado State looks like somebody who can match up immediately with Draymond Green for them. Big kind of body who can also shoot the three and go down into the paint. And Jake LaRavia, their first-round pick out of Wake Forest, you know, it's an interesting combination of kids that they got in that draft specifically to give them some versatility and while, you know, filling in the needs. I mean, you know, they kind of knew Kyle Anderson wouldn't be leaving as a free agent, and they've definitely filled those holes.
Teresa, the Preds over the weekend, sort of it almost felt like a Friday, you know, news dump, if you will, but they trade for Ryan McDonough, 33 years old, a couple rings in Tampa Bay. They're picking up 4 years at $6.75 million, and they really don't give up much. Philip Myers, who they got in the Ryan Ellis trade, really hadn't done much. Another, prospect mismatch, which is one of the funniest. I mean, he's a mismatch, is what he is. I think this is significant. It's sort of flying under the radar. First, the number at 6.75. First off, number two, with him, Yossi, and Ekholm, they've now got like 34 years of combined experience on the blue line. And you think, well, where are they going to pair him? Do they put him with Ekholm, like that shutdown D-line or whatever? But this is, I think, a significant trade, a very huge upgrade on the blue line, and they didn't give up anything for him.
And if I read right, they actually got a little bit of cap space,
yeah,
which will help them as they're trying to finalize, Preds fans hope, a deal and extension with Philip Forsberg. And you know, the one thing that David Poile didn't really get at the trade deadline was an experienced defenseman, and now he's got that. I know that you've got to, get some more playing time for these younger kids, but, we saw it. If you're going to compete in the playoffs, you've got to have more experience on your defensive line. And that's what they got with McDonough. And, that's a good thing because, as they do try to work some of these younger kids in on the third D pairing, not only is there Yossi, there's Ekholm, and now this guy to help teach these kids and get them better. And it just gives you more versatility. I mean, if you need to, drop either McDonough or Ekholm to a third D pairing, get a fewer minutes to give some of those young kids some playing time during the season, then you can still switch back and have those guys who know how to play some stingy playoff postseason D and help your team out when it matters most. And then, the extra cap space. So, it ends up being a complete wash on the trade for Ryan Ellis, bye-bye Philippe Myers and Miss Mash. But, guess what? They got exactly out of them what they would have, what Philadelphia got out of Ryan Ellis at this point. So right now it looks like a couple of trades that, based on the most recent one, certainly seems to be going in David Poile and the Predators' way.
Don't quote me on this, but I think it still leaves them around $16 million over the cap. I think they were
$18 million.
$18, okay. All right. Well, I knew they were in the 23 to 25 range over the cap. So at $18, yeah. So they still have got, plenty. In the Forsberg thing, now, McDonough to come here, he had to waive a no-trade clause. I want to mention that as well. So I thought that was even more significant. He could stay with a team that he won two cups, went to a final this season, that he's coming here. What's the trade deadline? 10 days away now? Is that what I'm thinking? 17th, I believe? What do you
13th,
think?
13th,
yeah. Well, next 12, week.
13th,
yeah. So what's going to happen with Forsberg? Not the trade deadline, but free agency begin. Excuse me.
Exactly. So, yeah, it was one of those things. Let's face it, Greg, the whole pandemic and this whole – the calendar's off. The NBA was close to their regular off-season calendar, pretty much on target, but the NHL, they're still way off, that plan to go to Japan or to Beijing for the Olympics and then not doing it, added in with COVID. It's just we need them to get back on schedule soon.
Yeah, and you get back on schedule, too. And we did this whole interview, it's not an interview, this whole segment without even mentioning the Titans except to say 3 weeks from today's training camp. I guess we'll have plenty of time. There's nothing to worry about over there, right? Wide receivers are fine. Offensive line's fine. Everything's great in Titan land.
I'll say this. Gentry Estes had a column this morning that I think that, about how he's bullish on the Titans. Let's put it this way. Some of those points that he made, there have been off-the-record conversations amongst the media that I've had with Gentry that I almost wanted to kid him and say, hey, didn't we have this talk and you just wrote it down? I'm kidding, Gentry. It was a great point. I agree with him in that I am bullish on the Titans. I think that they're in good shape. I mean, the offensive line still – how can the offensive line be worse than last year? And I do think that the amount of targets that Ryan Tannehill has to throw to better than he had at any point last season, and if only for the fact that you have Austin Hooper and Chigga Kwankwo around to throw to as tight ends. And then, Robert Woods, I think he's an upgrade over the Julio Jones the Titans had last year. And the big question mark will be Treylon Burks. So, yeah, they're much. And then 10 of 11 defensive starters back from the team that was in the playoffs. I think they're in good shape.
Exhale, 3 weeks from today, Teresa. Just thought I'd mention that. And it's only going to be 108 degrees out there every day. So,
shut up, Greg. I am in vacation mode, and I'm not giving it up.
Thank you for joining us on vacation, Teresa. Enjoy it. See you. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to go back to watching the lake. Thank you, Greg.
Watching the lake.